Hello and welcome to You Are From God, brought to you by the West Mason Church of Christ. My name is Scott Taylor.
And my name is Tyler Hall. Thank you for joining us for this latest episode of You Are From God. We're so thankful that you've subscribed, hopefully already. If you haven't, go ahead and wherever you're listening to us, whether it's on our website or whether you're on iTunes or Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you consume your podcast, go ahead and subscribe so you never miss an episode. We've been taking a hiatus a little bit here over the last few weeks, but now we're back into the swing of things. Weekly podcasts, hopefully through the rest of the year, if all things go according to plan. Scott, we've been talking about the names of Jesus. And so we're going to pick up on that conversation here, and we're going to continue with the conversation really around the book of John. So the next couple of weeks, we're going to go back to the gospel according to John and see what Jesus calls himself in these areas of the Bible and what we can learn about his character, his nature, his goals, his desire for us as his disciples and followers from these names. But the first name we're going to start with is actually not said by Jesus, but it's John's initial writing of Jesus, and that's this name or title that he goes by, which is the Word.
Yeah, it's interesting how he starts off this book. It's the statement in John, the first chapter, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God." And Tyler, that's probably very familiar to a lot of people, because that's also how Genesis basically starts off, and I think there's great significance to that.
Yeah, so you go back to the very beginning, the book of Genesis, those same three words, "in the beginning." And it says, "God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." And then God said in verse 3, "Let there be light." So this is significant, Scott, when we talk about Jesus being the Word. How does God create things? He speaks everything we know of, the universe as we experience it through our senses. God creates through speaking. And so for John to basically profess that Jesus is the Word is a very profound statement, in the sense that Jesus was part of the creation story. He was there. He was the mode by which God was fashioning together the material universe. If you need further convincing of that, you can go to Colossians chapters 1 and 2, and Paul there will write very clearly, look, he's the image of the invisible God. He has preeminence in all things. Everything was made through him and for him. And so again, that the way that the creation was brought about was through the Word. The way that you and I can be recreated, Scott, recreated, reformed into that image of God, is by the Word. It's that same Word that both created at the beginning and that recreates us into God's image when we fall away from it. That's how we get back to God.
Yeah, the interesting thing when you get into the Gospel of John is the purpose of his writing is to show the deity of Christ. And there's no better way to start off than the idea of understanding where he was in the beginning, what his part was, as we've been talking about with the creation. This is very similar to how he starts 1 John. And the idea of understanding the what was in the beginning type of conversation. And you see that here, this idea that he was in the beginning, he was with God, he was God. There are some that will try to put a different little article before God there at the end and say, a God, he was God, he is God. And that's the whole purpose of the rest of the book of John, is the understanding of his deity, that he came in the flesh. But it's understanding that he certainly is the Son of God, and the opportunity for you and I to have a relationship with him. And one of the other things that you'll see a lot with John's writings is this idea about light and understanding the light. And that's where he goes next. Verse 3, talking again of the creation, "All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." And then it gets into John the Baptist, and the understanding of what his role was. But there's no question for you and I is the idea of understanding that he is the Word, he is the source, he is the creator, and he is the light. And it's the opportunity that we have to have a relationship with him that John starts off this whole gospel talking about. That's what makes this gospel different than the other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, from the standpoint of it really just focusing on what Jesus did and looking at the different things that he does. This one is just going to spend a lot more time talking about who he is, the deity of him, and what that really means to us.
Yeah, you get a lot more sections that are just straight read, because Jesus is talking and professing about who he is. You see it, well, frankly, all throughout the book, just Jesus talking about who he is, his relationship with the Father. And I think, again, the closest you can get that Jesus is part of the Godhead, that he is part of divinity, and the fact that he is the Word. It goes on past the section you were just mentioning about John the Baptist. In verse 9, it picks up again with this idea with the light conversation. And then in verse 10, he stresses that point that was made at the outset. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. It's so fascinating just when you think about the life of Jesus, all the different things that he encounters, that he goes through, the people that he meets, the situations he finds himself in, the wood that was made for the manger that he was set in. He was part of creating the great, 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 great ancestor of that tree. He spoke into existence and knew the tree that was going to be used and fashioned into the cross that he would bear. The people that rejected him, as it goes on here in verse 11, he came to his own and his own people did not receive him. The people that God specifically chose would not recognize him, and that's being the Jewish nation. And obviously, all of us have now the opportunity to be the children of God, as his point goes into. But then he comes back to this word. He talks about the light a lot, and then in verse 14, he comes back to the word and makes some interesting points here, some truth.
Yeah, it goes back to really what you were talking about earlier about the importance of words, the word, the speaking that he does. And this word became flesh, it says in verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So you imagine the Apostle John talking about this one that is before them, understanding that he is the Son of God. This word became flesh, and he's dwelling among them. This word dwelling is one of my favorite parts of the scriptures, is this idea of tabernacling. The Old Testament, you had the fact that the tabernacle was in the midst of the people. The temple does the same thing. You get to the New Testament, and Jesus tabernacled among us. And then you take it to the next extreme when it goes on forward, in the fact that we're the temple, and he dwells in us. And so you have this amazing connection that goes throughout this flesh, and it goes through the word, and the understanding of how all that dwells together in the Old Testament, going into the New, and certainly here in John, the first chapter, that word became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and he still dwells among us. Certainly, it's a different perspective from that standpoint, but it's understanding that this, the Creator, the Son of God, was on this earth. He dwelt here. He knows, to your point, he saw some of his creation. He was involved with his creation. He dies for his creation. And it's just amazing to think about it, to consider the fact that he was willing to dwell among us, so much so that you get into this little interesting conversation in the Gospel of John about this testimony. Here you're going to have the testimony of John the Baptist himself, but later on it's going to be the woman at the well. It's going to be Jesus talking about it. First John talks about the testimony of God, and it's all about this word. It's all talking about this one who came, and the opportunity that we have to see him in his glory, and the fact that we have the opportunity to have a relationship with this one.
Sort of interesting when we talk about this name, the Word, because for a lot of us, if we're students of the Bible and we're striving to follow Jesus, when you say the Word, perhaps our first inclination is to think of the Bible, and rightly so. How do I encounter Jesus in a real way today? I encounter him through the scripture, through this record of his life, through, quite frankly, what Jesus is doing all the way back in Genesis, through the Old Testament, where God continually is slowly but surely revealing his plan and showing his son even before he's physically on the scene, because again, he is with God, he was God, he is God, and is a part of that. That's just one of the fascinating parts, Scott, I think, when we have this conversation that Jesus is divinity and he is the Word, the Son, that Jesus knew everything he was going to go through because he was outside of time with God and could see everything that was going to happen, and still chose to come and do all the things that he does, specifically with his sacrifice. It's just so amazing and humbling, really, when you consider that he knows the people that are going to deny him, and he still comes and dies for them just to give them that chance that they will ultimately spurn, as he knows. He comes and dies for the people who he knows will obey him and follow him and be baptized for the remission of sins in his name and be faithful to him unto death. That's the whole point. That's the desire of Jesus in doing all this. That's the desire of the Word, and that's our desire for you as well as you're listening to this. We want to encourage you to go to the Scriptures. John is a great book. If you haven't read your Bible in a while, or if you need a new book to kind of get back into things on a reading plan, the Gospel of John is fascinating. If you want something a little bit shorter, John also writes some epistles towards the back section of your Bible, and we'll talk about very similar topics. First John is one that will regularly go to, and if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that we started in 1 John when we first started this podcast. So it's certainly well worth your time to go in and look at these themes, these ideas, and the idea of the Word, so profound of how we understand Jesus, his role in creation, and the way that he can change or recreate you and I to look more and more, again, like that image of God we were made to be. We're so thankful that you've been able to listen to us for a few minutes here on this podcast. We continue to encourage you to read through John. We're going to come back next week and pick up with what's commonly referred to as the I Ams of Jesus. So Jesus is going to make several statements of I am this, I am that, and we're going to go through those together and see what we can learn from those aspects. We thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or if you want to make a request on a topic that we can discuss here on this program, a Bible study that we can do here for your benefit, certainly we'd encourage you to reach out to us. Go to westmasonchurchofchrist.org. You can also go to wmcoc.org. And find us there. Learn more about the congregation here at West Mason. If you're in the area, certainly look into joining us for a worship service. But there's a contact section on there that you can send us a note. You can also just leave us any comments or thoughts that you might have as far as what we're discussing here. We'd love to make sure that you have everything you need and are studying and handling the Word of Truth accurately, as we're all striving to do, so that we can be with this Word, this one, Jesus, for eternity. That's our end goal, and that's what we pray your end goal is. We're so thankful that you've joined us, and then we'll see you next time on You Are From God.